Ministry Development of Leaders in the Under-Resourced World.
方牧师和他的妻子 Christy 服务于国际发展协会，这是一个致力于为资源匮乏国家培训领导人的机构。
Paul and Christy's ministry focuses on developing the development of leaders in the under-resourced world, but these leaders, they want them to become like world Christians, especially in the broader church.
他们不但为这些资源匮乏的国家培训领导人，更在教会里面发展世界级的基督徒。
And during their 22 years at Grace Chapel in Lexington, Massachusetts, Paul and Christy coordinated over 100 short-term mission teams that served all over the world.
在他们22年为恩典教会服务的时间里，他们一共组织了超过100个短宣队，去到全国世界各地。
The first time I met Paul was in the late 1980s.
我第一次见到鲍韦克牧师是在1980年。
I was a young man attending one of his seminars that he was leading at Grace Chapel.
那时候我还很年轻，我到恩典教会去参加鲍韦克主讲的一个研讨会。
Unfortunately, I don't remember what it was about.
虽然我已经不记得那是一个什么内容的研讨会了。
The next time I met him was at Urbana in 2012.
我最后一次见到鲍牧师是在2012年 Urbana 的宣教大会。
Paul's an international speaker, an author, a college professor.
鲍牧师是一位国际的讲员，一位作家，教授。
But I also learned that he loves to watch birds.
我最近也发现他很喜欢看这个飞来飞去的鸟。
We were driving to the hotel, or from the hotel, and he just pointed over and he said, "Oh, there's a blue heron right there."
我们就开车去他住的旅店，然后他就跟我说，哎，你看见那个蓝色的鸟吗？
Says, "You see that?"
说你看见吗？
Said, "No, I'm driving."
然后那个魏牧师就说，我没有，我要开车。
Well, without further ado, Paul, would you come share God's word with us?
现在我们请鲍牧师给我们带来他的信息。
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早安。
I bring you greetings from the city of Boston, where I live.
我带来是我住在 Boston， 带给大家问安。
From my home church, which is Grace Chapel in Lexington.
我的母会是恩典教会，是在 Lexington。
I should also give greetings from the Boston Chinese Evangelical Church.
我也要带来在Boston 的华人福音教会的问安。
As well as the Chinese Bible Church of Greater Boston, which is in the same town where I live.
还有另外就是在Lexington 那里有另外一个华人教会带来那里的牧师住在那里的问安。
And what he has said is true. I am a bird watcher.
刚刚Jeff 牧师说鲍牧师喜欢观赏鸟。
Because Jesus commanded it.
因为耶稣命令我们教训我们。
In the Sermon on the Mount.
在登山宝训上面
He said, "Look at the birds of the air."
他说看天上的飞鸟
So I'm just being obedient.
所以我只是遵守耶稣的教训
I was with a missionary one time in East Africa.
我有一次跟着一些宣教士在东非
He had lived in East Africa most of his adult life.
他基本上花了他所有的时间，他的成人时间在东非
Before the animals and the birds were protected by the government.
在那个当地的政府开始要来保护那些动物之前
，And every time we would see a bird or an animal，
如果每一次我们看到有鸟或者是动物的时候
，He would say，
然后他就会说，
Good eating，
可能很好吃啊。
So he had a different mission，
所以他在那边他有不一样的对宣教有不一样的看法。
I want to encourage you too this morning by giving you greetings from the church in different parts of the world。
我到这边来要鼓励大家的就是带着全世界不同地方教会的问安。
Because like it says in the book of Colossians, all over the world the gospel is bearing fruit and growing.
就像我说的在哥罗西书里面提到说所有的
All over, the reference?
No, just the latter part of your sentence.
All over the world, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing.
在这个全世界啊，这个福音的这个果子啊，种子都果实都一直在成长。
So I give you greetings from the church in Sri Lanka.
所以我带来从斯里兰卡那边来的问安，那边教会的问安。
Where the Christians live in a predominantly Buddhist culture, but live faithfully for Jesus.
在那边是主要是佛教的地方，但是却这是。佛教的地方，但是他们却有一群忠心的基督徒在那里。
I bring you greetings from the church in Nepal.
那我也带来在尼泊尔教会的问安。
Who, after this great earthquake in April, have been reaching out to their own people, caring for them in Jesus' name.
在过去四月那里发生大地震，但是当地的教会他们也出去要去为跟他的同胞们来伸出他们的手。
I give you greetings from the church in India.
我也带来在印度那里教会的问安。
Where I was preaching just last Sunday.
上一个主日我还在那边讲道。
As I told the Sunday school, or the earlier workshop, in a city that's bigger than the state of New Jersey.
在今天早上在讲座的时候，我告诉大家，在那里印度的一个城市，就它的人口就比新泽西州整个新泽西州人口还多。
In Delhi, India, now has around 23 million people.
在印度的德里那边人口大约有2300万。
In one city,
只是一个城市。
So you could spend most of your life in traffic.
那你可以说你可以花一生的时间都在那边都是遇到有交通堵塞的。
And last and maybe most encouraging, I bring you greetings from my friends who work at a church in Egypt.
最后我要带给他一个很重要的，就是我的同工在埃及那边的事工。
In downtown Cairo,
在开罗的城中。
Very close to the Egyptian Museum.
非常靠近埃及的博物馆。
There is a church giving witness to Jesus.
在那里有一个为主做见证的教会。
And they have 7,000 people worshiping there.
在那里有7,000个基督徒在那边聚会。
And that's a story you won't usually see on CNN.
那像这样子的事情，你通常不会在 CNN 这样子的电视上看到。
Now this morning I want to be an encouragement to you as you think about the theme, which is crossing over boundaries and barriers and going out into the world.
那今天早上我想带给大家的鼓励，就是当我们在思考我们要跨越障碍，要来燃亮这世界的时候，我们要怎样走出到这个世界去。
And we're going to look at passages in the New Testament that are called the Great Commission passages.
那我们今天要来查考在新约当中记载的有关于大使命的一些记载。
Now, in my church, there are many people who come to the church who are new Christians.
在我所的母会，我去的教会，在那边有很多是所谓的新的基督徒。
And they don't know Christian language.
他们不懂得基督教的术语。
And yet they're there because they're growing as new Christians.
他们来参加教会，因为他们想要有成长，新的基督徒。
Now, as you may know,
那你可能会知道
，in English, the word commission,
在英文这个字commission 使命
，it can mean commandment.
它可以说是一个命令
，or ascending,
或是差派。
But we also use it in the business world.
我们在这个商场上，我们也用这个字。
So when someone makes a good sale,
所以有人如果他卖东西卖得很好
，they get a commission.
他们也能够得到一点佣金。
And I don't know how the words are related.
那我不知道这个使命，大使命的使命跟这个佣金，这为什么这两个会摆在一起，用同样的一个字。
One time I was speaking about the Great Commission.
那有一次我在讲到这个关于大使命。
And I didn't explain it.
那我也没有多做解释。
I assumed people knew what I was talking about.
那我就想说大家应该知道我要讲什么。
And there was a young man in the front row.
那有一个年轻人坐在前排。
He had only become a Christian several months earlier.
他才刚刚信主没有几个月的时间。
He had no Christian background.
他没有基督教的背景。
So I went to him afterwards.
所以当我讲完之后，我就来跟他说话。
And I said I've been talking about the Great Commission.
然后说我就告诉他说我一直在讲这个大使命。
I said what would you say is the Great Commission?
那我就问他说你觉得大使命是什么呢
？And this man was a businessman.
那这个人是一个生意人。
And he looked at me.
然后他就看着我。
And he was kind of confused.
然后他就觉得有点困惑。
But he said I would have to say.
那但是他说我必须说。
30%,
30%，佣金30%。
And I said, excuse me?
那我就说，你说，对不起。
He said, well, 10% would be a good commission.
他说，如果是拿到10%的佣金，算是不错的。
20% would be a better commission.
那20%的话就更好了。
And 30%, that's a great commission.
如果是30%的话，那真的是一个大的佣金，这个大使跟大使命同样的字。
So I want you to know we're not talking about business.
那我今天要告诉大家，我们今天不是来谈生意的。
Or sales.
也不是在谈这个交易。
But rather the commandment of Jesus on our lives.
这是耶稣基督在我们的生命里面要给我们的大使命。
Now, the people who read the scriptures for us,
圣经的作者所记载的
they read all the different statements that might be called the Great Commission.
他 念过很多之后，到底什么是大使命？
There is a record of it in the Gospel of Matthew.
在马太福音里面有这样子的记载。
And that one is the most famous of the Great Commission statements.
那一段可能是大家最熟悉、最熟悉的一段大使命。
To make disciples of all the nations.
就是使万民做基督的门徒。
And then it was read from Mark's Gospel.
然后在马可福音也有记载。
There was a reading from Luke's Gospel.
然后在路加福音也有记载。
And Luke also wrote the book of Acts.
那路加他也写了使徒行传。
So there's another version that appears in Acts.
所以在使徒行传也有记载。
And then there's another version of a small commission in John's gospel.
然后在约翰福音也有记载一个比较小的，也是使命的记载。
And John's gospel is the shortest of all the statements.
约翰福音所记载的这个使命是最短的一个记载。
As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you.
父怎样差遣我，照样我也差遣你们。
Now before we look at these specific passages of scripture,
当我们来逐段的来看这些圣经章节的时候，
we remember the fact that when someone is leaving us,They want to give us the last word.
我们记得，如果有些人正要离开我们的时候，然后他们又留下最后的一些话给我们。
They want to say something that you can remember.
他们想要留下一些话，让你们可以记得的话。
And they might repeat it.
那么他们可能会重复的来说。
Or they might put it in a document.
或者是他们会用文字把它记载下来。
That's why people write their last will and testament.
这是为什么人会把他们的最后的遗志或者是他们的遗嘱写下来
Because what they're saying is when I'm gone I want you to remember this
因为他们要告诉我们当我离开的时候我要你们记得
And this was a very common thing in the culture of the Bible
这个在圣经的 背景里面文化里面是非常普通的
When the father or the leader was getting ready to die or depart
当这个父亲或者是领袖当他要离开这个世界的时候
He would gather his family together
他会把他的家人聚集在一起
Or gather his students together
或把他的学生们 聚集在一起
And he would say these are my last words
然后他就会说这是我的最后的话
After I'm gone I want you to remember this
当我离开之后我要你们记得这些
That's why in the Bible we have a record of these kind of statements
这就是为什么我们在圣经当中我们就看到一些这样子的记录
The Bible tells us the last words that Jacob spoke to his 12 sons.
圣经记载雅各将他最后的话留给他的12个儿子。
The Bible tells us the last words that Moses spoke to Joshua.
圣经也记载摩西留给约书亚最后的话。
We have David's last words to his son Solomon.
我们也看到大卫把他的话留给他的儿子所罗门王。
And in the New Testament, you have Paul's last words to the church at Ephesus.
在新约看到保罗把话留给以弗所。
And even one of the books of the Bible, 2 Timothy, is Paul's last words to Timothy.
那在提摩太后书，我们也看到保罗把他最后的话留给提摩太。
And these words that we're looking at are Jesus' last words.
那今天我们要看的是耶稣留给我们的最后他在世上最后的话。
These words are spoken by Jesus on Easter night.
这个是在
Easter night after raising from the dead.
这些话是耶稣当他在复活之后的晚上留下来的。
And some of them are just before he's taken up into heaven.
那有一些是耶稣正要离开升天之前留下来的。
These words are given in different places.
那这些话是在不同的地方留下来。耶稣说
and, And they're given at different times during the 40 days after the resurrection.
在耶稣复活之后的40天，在不同的情况情境，耶稣说了这些话。
In other words, Jesus is repeating his commission, his commandment over the course of the time he's walking the earth after conquering death.
换句话说，这是耶稣在战胜死亡之后，他还在这世上的日子，他一次又一次的要把这个使命的宣言要留给，要告诉群众。
And if he's saying these things over a 40-day period, you know that he's saying, "I want you to remember this."
如果耶稣在复活之后的那四十天，他重复的来说这些话，我相信他也要告诉我们，我要你记得这些话。
And he's not just saying them to his disciples; we have them recorded in the Bible.
耶稣要讲的不是只是对着在圣经里面记载，他对着门徒说。
So these are words to us.
这些话也要对我们说。
In 2015,
在2015年
，in North Central Jersey,
在新泽西中北部。
It's giving us Jesus' commands of how he wants us to live.
这个大使命也告诉我们，耶稣要我们过一个活出什么样子的生命。
And it relates very much to the theme of crossing barriers.
这个跟我们的这个主题说要超越障碍是有很大的关系的。
And taking the gospel.
然后来拿这个福音。
Taking the gospel into the world that we live in.
我们将这个福音带给我们所住的这个世界。
Now, when you read these words,
当我们读这些话的时候，
we need to remember all of them are spoken after the resurrection.
我们要知道这些话都是在耶稣基督复活之后说的。
So in Matthew's gospel,
所以在马太福音，
when Jesus comes up to them,
耶稣来对他们说，
and he says, "All authority is given to me."
耶稣说，所有的权柄都赐给我了。
If you imagine Jesus standing in front of them with his hands up like this,
如果你去想象耶稣在他们面前举起他的双手面对他们，
the light is shining through the holes in his hands.
这个可能有光照过在他手上穿过的钉痕。
He's saying, "I have all authority."
他说我有所有的权柄。
I've conquered death.
因为我战胜了死亡。
I've raised again from the dead.
我从死亡中复活。
I have the authority to send you out.
我有这样子的权柄要把你们差派出去。
In Luke's gospel,
在路加福音，
when he says power,
当他说到能力，
the disciples would think about the power that shook the earth when Jesus died on the cross.
门徒可能会想到当耶稣在十字架上死的时候让地大震动这样子的能力。
They would think of the power that opened the grave and Jesus walked out alive.
他们可能会想到是这个耶稣在被埋葬的坟墓透过这样子的能力耶稣从坟墓中出来。
And when he says to us in Acts 1:8 that I'm going to give you power from the Holy Spirit.
那在《使徒行传》的第一章第八节就是我要将圣灵的能力赐给你们。
It's the power that raised Jesus from the dead.
这是这样子的能力让耶稣从死里复活的。
And God wants to give that to us.
神要把这样的能力赐给我们。
To be his witnesses.
成为他的见证。
To be his witnesses in the world.
成为在世界上的见证。
Power.
能力。
Do you know what the most common command is in the Bible?
你知道在圣经当中最通常的一个命令是什么吗？
The most common commandment in the Bible.
最普遍的命令在圣经当中出现的。
Don't be afraid.
不要惧怕。
Don't be afraid.
不要惧怕。
Fear not.
真的是不要怕。
Don't worry.
不要担忧。
You see, we're all people who worry.
我们就是人，就是很容易去忧虑。
The world is out of our control.
这个世界不是我们能够控制的。
I don't know, have you ever lived through an earthquake?
你们有没有经历过地震？
Many years ago, I was in San Francisco, and we were having a session.
多年前，当我在旧金山的时候，那我们在那边有开会。
And the room began to shake.
那这个房子开，这个房间开始震动。
And I thought the Holy Spirit was coming with power.
我以为是圣灵降临，要让我们有能力。
I thought it was my teaching.
我以为是我的教导带有能力。
And the overhead projector fell over.
然后那个在投影的那个机器都倒了。
And I was like, "Glory!"
然后就说，哦，赞美主。
But I was with all these Californians.
那但是我是跟着这些加州的人在一起。
And they said, "It's an earthquake."
他说这是一个地震。
And we had to run out.
然后我们就必须要赶快跑出去。
And we could see the highway was waving like a ribbon in the breeze.
我们看到这个那个高速公路就像彩带一样子这样子的摇动。
And buildings were falling over.
然后我们看到连房屋都倒塌。
And if you don't believe you're not in control, an earthquake will help you realize it.
如果你不相信，你实在没有什么是你能够控制的话，你看到地震你就相信了。
But when Jesus says, "Fear not,"
当耶稣说不要惧怕
，or in John's Gospel he says, "Peace be upon you."
约翰福音这样说，愿你们有平安。
He says, "You're going out into the world."
你们要去到这个世界。
You can't control everything about it.
你们没有办法对世界，你们实在没有什么能够控制的。
But don't be afraid.
但是不要惧怕。
I'm with you.
我与你同在。
When I was working at the church,
当我在教会侍奉的时候
，we were trying to educate our people about some of the needs in the city.
我们想要告诉学生们这个在市区里面的需要。
And the church was in the suburbs.
那这个教会是在郊区的。
So most of the people didn't see some of the problems of the city.
大部分的会友他们没有看到在市区当中的问题。
But on this one Saturday,
但是一个礼拜六
we told them,
我们就告诉他
we're going to take you into the city on a bus.
我们就要我们要到市中心去，然后我们要坐 bus 到市中心去。
We're going to visit a ministry to the homeless people.
我们要去到那边无家没有家的人。
We're going to visit one of our partner churches.
我们要在那边去拜访跟我们有
一起侍工的教会。And we're going to several other ministries.
然后我们要去看不同的事工。
Now some of our people.
有一些我们的弟兄姐妹。
They live in the nice, safe suburbs.
他们是住在郊区，非常好，非常安全的区域。
And they came to me and they said, "Will it be safe?"
然后他们就问我说，这样去安全吗？
I said God will go with us.
然后我就告诉他，神会与我们同在，跟我们一起去。
See, I didn't actually answer their question.
所以我实在没有告诉他，我没有回答他的问题。
Because sometimes God gets us out of prison.
有些时候神让我们从监狱中出来。
And sometimes we go to the cross.
有些时候我们要在十字架上。
So the people are sitting on the bus.
然后这些人就坐在巴士上面。
And I'm the host.
那我是这个带领的人。
And I said today.
我说今天
we're going into Boston.
我们要到 Boston.
We're going to see this ministry at 9:30.
我们在九点半我们要去看这个事工。
We're going to go to this ministry at 10:30.
在十点半我们要看另外一个事工。
At 11 o'clock there'll be a drive-by shooting.
然后在十一点的时候我们会经过一个区域，那可能还有枪击。
And people like what?
然后你就看到人们就开始很紧张，说什么
？No, we don't know what time it will come.
然后我说我们不知道什么时候会有枪击发生的。
You see.If we think about doing God's work,
如果说我们要想到说要来做神的工
we have resurrection power.
我们有这个复活，基督复活的能力。
And we don't need to be controlled by our fears.
我们不要被我们的惧怕来控制。
You know, sometimes Christian missionaries, especially,
有些时候，特别是宣教士。基督徒们
they will give you the impression that they've never been afraid.
那他们就好像给你一个感觉，说他们从来不惧怕。
You know, we just go in the power.
我们就靠着能力，我们就出去了。
People will say to me, "Have you ever been afraid when you've traveled?"
然后有人就会问我说，当你在旅行的时候，你会不会感到害怕呢
？I said, "Absolutely."
我说当然啊。
But my fears don't control me.
但是我的惧怕不会把我给辖制住。
That's why it says in the Psalms, "When I am afraid, I will trust you."
这就是为什么在诗篇说，当我惧怕的时候，我信靠你，我依靠你。
As a result of this weekend, maybe you'll start a friendship with someone who's Muslim or Hindu or Buddhist.
说不定经过这个周末之后，你可能会说，我想要去接触印度教徒或是回教徒。
As a result of this weekend, some of you may feel called by God to go to some difficult place, someplace else in the world.
说不定经过这个周末之后，你会觉得说神要差派你到一个某一个地方去，是一个非常困难的地区。
And you might be afraid.
你可能会惧怕。
Because you don't know what's going to happen.
因为你不知道要发生什么事情。
But you know God is there.
但是你知道神在那里。
His power sends you.
他的能力把你差派出去。
So let's just look quickly at the five different passages.
那我们很快的来看这五段的圣经节。
So if we could have Matthew up on the screen.
如果我们能够在 投影片上我们来放马太福音。
Now, if you have your own Bible,
如果你自己有带你的圣经，
you might want to circle four different superlatives.
那你可能要把在这个这段经文四个地方把它圈出来。
Jesus says, I have all authority.
耶稣说我有所有的权柄。
So that's the foundation that we go into the world with.
这是我们要到世界上的一个很重要的基础。
Then he says, I want you to make disciples of all nations.
耶稣说我要使你要使万民做我的门徒。
So in other words, every people group, every ethnic group.
也就是说所有的族群所有的人都包括在里面。
And then he says, I want you to teach them to obey all things or everything.
那耶稣说我要你去教导他们遵守所有的事情。
And then he says, I am with you always.
我就常与你们同在。
You see, the foundation is Jesus' authority.
你知道这个是用耶稣基督的权柄作为基础。
And we live in a world where no one wants to say they have the truth.
那我们是生活在一个这样的世界，就是没有人要告诉我们什么是真理。
University students know what it is to live in a world of pluralism.
那在大学的这些学生们知道那个环境里面
，or relativism，
就是什么都是相对的。
But Jesus says, "No, I'm unique."
但耶稣说我是独一的，是所有的权柄。
That's the foundation.
这是这样的基础。
The reason why we can go into the world.
这就是我们能够进到这世界的原因。
Because we are sent by the Almighty resurrected Jesus.
因为我们是被这个蛮有大能死里复活的耶稣基督所差派出去的。
He gives us an assignment to go and make disciples.
他给我们这样子的一个功课，就是让我们出去要使万民做门徒。
But not just of our own people.
但是不是只是来接触我们自己的同胞，
of all nations,
要所有的万民，
all nations,
所有的国家，
every ethnic group,
所有的族裔，
all,
所有的。
Then he says, I want you to teach them to obey all things.
然后他又说，我要你们去教导他们遵行所有的。
Now this doesn't say, I want you to teach them all things.
他这边不是说我要你去教导他们所有。
The Christian faith is not just about intellectual knowledge.
基督教的信仰不是说要来教导所有的关于基督教的这样子的知识。
It's obeying the stuff, the things we know.
是要遵行我们所知道的。
You can go to seminary or Bible studies.
你可以去神学院或者是查经班。
And you can know more truth than you obey.
你可能会知道很多的知识是超过你遵守的。
But he says, I want you to teach them to obey everything.
在这边耶稣是说，我要你去教导他们要遵守所有的。
And then Jesus says, basically, don't worry, I'm with you always.
然后耶稣主要是说，不要惧怕，因为我常与你同在。
Sometimes when I'm traveling,
有些时候当我旅行的时候，
people will say to me, why are you going to these places?
那有人会问我说，你为什么要去这样的地方？
And they act like God lives in America.
那他们好像让我觉得神只住在美国。
He doesn't leave and go to the dangerous places.
神好像没有离开美国到危险的地方去。
And I said, you know, God doesn't get off the plane in Miami.
我告诉他说，神没有从飞机上下在迈阿密的地方就下飞机了。
Wherever we go.
我们到哪里去
？God's with us.
神就与我们同在。
He goes before us.
他在我们之前去，
He goes with us.
他也在我们之后去，
He goes after us.
他跟我们一起去，他也在我们之后去。
And that's an important thing to remember.
这是非常重要要记得的。
As you go out into the world,
当你去到这个世界，
because where you go this afternoon,
因为今天下午无论你到哪里去，
God goes with you.
神要跟你同去。
Where you go, you see people, God's preparing them for you.
无论你到哪里去，你看到的人，神已经为你预备了这些人。
Many people are coming to the United States from other countries.
有很多人从世界各种地方来到美国。
They're coming from people groups, ethnic groups that have never heard the gospel before.
有些甚至是从那些从来没有听过福音的这样子的地方来到这里。
But they're coming.
但是他们来了。
They're coming.
他们或正在来。
In my own town.
在我自己的城市。
I go to the Gulf Station.To get my gas, petrol.
我去加油的地方。
And I go in to pay my bill.
然后我要去付账。
And I see the man.
然后我看他那他们在那里。
And I could tell by his name he was from an Arabic speaking place.
我看他的名字，我知道他是从阿拉伯国家来的。
So I introduced myself.
所以我就把我自己介绍给他。
And I said, where are you from?
我就说你是从哪里来。
He says, I am from this place in Pakistan.
我是从巴基斯坦的这个地方来的。
Right on the border of Afghanistan.
是在跟巴基斯坦跟阿富汗交界的地方来的。
He's a member of the ethnic group that make up the Taliban.
他所来的这个族裔呢，就是这个神学士的这个区域来的。
In my town.
在我住的地方。
My wife says to me.
那我的太太就跟我说。
How do you know he's not a terrorist?
那你怎么不知道他不是一个恐怖分子呢？
I said maybe he is a terrorist.
说不定他是一个恐怖分子。
Saul of Tarsus was a terrorist. Saul of Tarsus.
在他师的扫罗，他也是一个恐怖分子。
He thought he was serving God by killing Christians.
他以为他是当他在杀害基督徒的时候，他以为他是在侍奉神。
And Jesus appeared to him.
然后耶稣。来对他显现。
And he became the greatest evangelist of the New Testament.
他成为新约当中最最伟大的布道家。
You know who I'm talking about?
你知道我说的是谁？
The man after whom I'm named.
这是跟他有同样的名字的。
The man after whom Paul is named.
还有跟我们的保罗牧师同样名字的。
So both of us are going to die for the gospel. Amen.
我们这几位都是为了福音，我们要。
In Mark's gospel,
在马可福音
he has a different phrase. He doesn't say all the nations. He says the whole world.
他在那边就没有讲到所有的国家，而讲到是全世界。
No limits.
没有局限。
Don't stay within the boundaries.
不要只局在界限里面。
Cross the barriers.
要跨越这个界限。
Go to all of creation.
到这个整个世界去。
The famous Catholic Saint Francis of Assisi believed that this meant you should preach to all of creation.
那在天主教的 Francis?
Saint Francis.
Saint Francis.
Francis, not the Pope, but the old one.
Okay, 这个圣法兰西斯他就说
He believed this passage, Mark 16:15, meant you should preach to the animals and the birds as well.
这个圣法兰西斯说连动物你都要对他来传福音。
And my wife and I have two cats.
然后我跟我的太太，我们有两只
I don't think they're Christians.
猫，但是我不相信他们是基督徒。
They fall asleep whenever I preach.
当我在讲道的时候，这两只猫就睡着了。
But some of you have done that too.
可能你们当中也会有人睡着了。
In Luke's gospel,
在路加福音
he has all nations again.
他又提到是所有的国家。
The message of repentance and forgiveness is going to be preached to all the nations.
讲到这个悔改。这些都讲到是所有的国家。
And then he says, "You're going to wait in the city until you receive the power to be witnesses."
他说你在城市里面，你要在那边等待，直到圣灵带来能力给你们。
And he repeats the same theme in Acts 1 verse 8.
然后到了使徒行传的第一章的第八节，又再一次的重复。
This is just before Jesus goes up into heaven.
这是当耶稣正要升天的时候。
He says, "You're going to receive power."
你们要得到能力
，power to be witnesses，
成为能力成为见证。
And you know what's interesting？
那这边很有意思的一件事。
It doesn't say power to be evangelists。
他这边不是说得着能力成为布道家。
It's power to be witnesses。
说得着能力来做见证。
Now I'll tell you a funny story。
我来告诉你很有趣的故事。
At the hotel where I'm staying。
在我住的这个旅馆。
There have been people at a conference.
有很多人在那边参加大会。
I don't usually carry a Bible this big.
通常我没有带这么大的一本圣经。
Because I'm getting older.
那我年纪渐渐大了。
I have now the giant print edition Bible.
那我需要有大字版的圣经。
So when I'm standing getting ready to be picked up.
然后当我在那边等着要有人来接我的时候。
People notice.I have this big Bible.
然后有人就注意到我带了一本这么大本的圣经。
And they're curious.
然后他们就感到好奇。
Are you a pastor?
你是牧师吗？
And I said, well, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ.
我说我是耶稣基督的门徒。
And I tell a little bit about my own relationship with Jesus.
那我就讲一点有关于我跟耶稣基督的关系。
Because I'm a witness.
因为我是耶稣基督的见证。
That doesn't mean I explain the gospel every time I talk with people.
并不是说每一次我都能够把这个福音来 传讲给这些我接触到的人。
But what it means is I'm always aware of the fact that I'm a follower of Jesus.
但是我却常常的让我自己知道我是耶稣基督的追随者。
And I might be the first Christian that some of these people have met.
我可能是这些人第一次跟他们有接触的基督徒。
We are witnesses.
我们是耶稣基督的见证人。
And we go, as we said the other night.
在另外一天，我们这样，我们说，我们出去
，into our own community，
到我们的社区
，into our greater region，
或者是到再稍微更扩大一点的区域
，across cultures， even locally， that's what's called Samaria，
或者是是跨越了文化但是是在我们这样的区域里面的，我们说的是像撒玛利亚
，and even to the ends of the earth，
甚至是到世界的终极，就是地极。
You might ask the question when you hear later this morning about the challenge for giving.
那你可能会听到说，等一下我们要提到有关于奉献。
Or you read the catalog about the mission weekend.
然后你可能有读到说这个宣教的这个周末这个宣道年会。
And you say, why does our church send people to other countries?
那你可能会问说，为什么我们教会要差派人到世界不同的国家去呢？
Why are we raising money to send people to other places?
为什么我们要来募款，要来为了要送差派人出去呢？
Because Jesus says all creation.
因为耶稣说是所有的，
all the nations,
被造的，所有的所有的国家，
to the ends of the earth.
直到地极。
Everyone should have an opportunity to hear about Jesus.
每一个人都应该有机会去听到关于耶稣的福音。
Starting across the street from where you live.
可能从你住的你的那条街对面开始。
Or in the apartment.
或者是你的公寓。
Or in the workplace.
或者是在职场工作的场所。
Or in the city of New York.
或者是在纽约市里面。
To the ends of the earth.
直到地极，世界的末了。
John's gospel is the most basic.
约翰福音记载的是最最普遍最短的。
When they saw him, this was resurrection night. This was Easter night.
这个是当耶稣基督复活的那个晚上当他们看到他。
3 days earlier, the disciples have seen their Savior crucified to the cross.
在三天前，他们看到他们的主被钉在十字架上。
Now he's standing in front of them.
现在这个主站在他们前面。
And they're terrified.
他们感到非常的害怕。
So Jesus says, "Peace."
耶稣告诉他，愿你们平安。
Peace be to you.
愿你们平安。
And then he gives the commission.
然后他给了这个使命。
As the Father has sent me,
父怎样差遣了我，
now I'm sending you.
我也照样差遣你们。
In the Gospel of John,
在约翰福音，
Jesus refers to himself as being sent.
耶稣在那边提到说他是被差遣的。
For this reason I was sent.
因为这个原因我被差遣，我奉差遣。
The Father has sent the Son.
父差遣了子。
I was not sent into the world to condemn the world.
我被差遣来到这个世界，不是要来谴责这个世界。
God so loved the world that he sent his one and only son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
More than 40 times,
超过40次
in the Gospel of John,
在约翰福音里面，
Jesus says he was sent.
耶稣说他是被差遣，被父神差遣的。
But in this verse,
但是在这个经节。
Gives it to the disciples.
他把这样子的差遣要给他的门徒。
And he says, as the Father sent me,
他说父怎样差遣了我，
now I'm sending you.
我也照样差遣你们。
My brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
we don't need to ask God if we are sent.
我们不需要问神说神是否差遣我们。
We only need to ask him where we are sent.
我们要问说神啊，你要差遣我到哪里去？
So let me see if you understand this.
让我来看看你们是不是明白这个。
How many of you live near or in Somerset?
有多少人是住在 Somerset 或靠住 Somerset 很近的？
Raise your hands. How many?
请你举手。住在 Somerset 或是离 Somerset 很近。
Live in the region we'll simply call North Central Jersey.
有多少人是住在？
So keep your hands up. You live in
新泽西的中北部。
You live in North Central Jersey.
就是住在新泽西的中部或北部。
Well, what are the townships?
有哪些城市？ Edison, Franklin, Piscataway, South Brunswick, East Brunswick.
Okay, how many of you live in those townships?
Not yet. Okay.
Now. How many of you are sent by God to those townships?
那有多少人你是神差派你到那样子的城市去的？
Now see, some of you are confused.
我看到有些人感到有点困惑。
Because if you're a follower of Jesus,
如果你是耶稣基督的追随者，
and this is where you live,
这是你住的地方，
this is where you're sent.
这就是你被差派去的地方。
God may send you to work with the Taliban.
神可能要把你送去跟去做神学士的事工。
He may send you on a one-way trip to North Korea.
他可能给你一张单程的机票到北韩去。
Here,
但是如果你住在这里的话，
this is where you're sent.
这就是你被差派的地方。
Can you turn to your neighbor and say in whatever language, whatever version, you are sent?
你可不可以对你的邻居，然后告诉他你是对我们的弟兄姐妹，告诉他说你是被差派的。
See, it's not just the pastors and the missionaries.
不是只有牧师和宣教士们。
It's every disciple.
是每一个信徒。
We're sent.
我们是被差派的。
One of our brothers yesterday testified about his neighborhood.
那我们昨天有一位弟兄，他做这样的见证，关于他的邻居。
He said his neighborhood used to be all Chinese families.
他说他原来住的地方，他住的地方原来附近的邻居都是华人。
That's where he was sent.
那这是他当初是怎么样被差派到那里。
Now across the street there's a lady from Iran.
那现在对接的是从伊朗来的老妇人。
One neighbor is from Pakistan.
然后另外一个邻居是从巴基斯坦来的。
One neighbor is from India.
然后另外一个邻居是从印度来的。
And that's where you're sent.
这个也是你被差派去的地方。
Jesus commanded us to go to all the nations.
耶稣命令我们要往普天下去。
We didn't go.
我们没有去。
So he's bringing all the nations to us.
所以他就把普天下的人带到我们这里来。
Look around you.
我们看看我们周围的人。
The neighborhoods that you live in.
我们所住的邻居们。
Your workplace.
你的工作的环境。
These are the people we're sent to.
这些就是你要被差派去的。
My medical doctor is from Nigeria.
我的医生是从奈及利亚来的。
My pharmacist is a Gujarati lady from Gujarat, India.
我的这个药剂师是一个从印度 Gujarati 来的一个女的。
My neighbor has come from People's Republic of China.
那我的邻居是从中国来的。
My other neighbor is from Sri Lanka.
那我的另外一个邻居是从斯里兰卡来的。
Buddhist country, Muslim country, secular, materialistic country, communist country, they're all in my neighborhood.
佛教国家、伊斯兰国家、属世的、或者是各种的，他们都住在跟我住在我的成为我的邻居。
So what do we need to remember from the Great Commission?
那我们要记得这个大使命，我们要记得什么呢？
Or in the words of the title, how do we live out the Great Commission?
或者像今天的主题说，我们要怎么样活出这个大使命呢？
Let me give you three thoughts.
让我给大家有三个出发点。
As followers of Jesus,
要做耶稣的跟随者门徒。
We need to have a mindset.
我们需要有一个这样子的心态。
A way of thinking,
就是我们是如何的来思考的。
That says every day I'm sent into the world.
就是告诉我们说，每一天我们都被差派到这个世界去。
God has a mission in the world.
神对这个世界有这样子的。
And He's given it to us.
他把这样子的宣教的事工给我们。
We're sent.
我们是被差派出去的。
Even today when I fly home,
即使是今天当我要飞回，
I'll get on the airplane.
然后我会坐飞机。
And I'll actually lay hands and pray on the seat next to me.
然后我甚至会把我的手放在我旁边的座位上面为他祷告。
If it's empty.
如果是一个空位的话。
Well, because if a person's sitting there, they don't like it so much.
如果有一个人坐在那边，他可能他不喜欢。
But I pray for that person who's going to sit next to me.
然后我是为着等一下要坐在我旁边的这个人来祷告。
Because for those 90 minutes, that's the person I'm sent to.
因为接下来的个90分钟的飞行的时间，这就是这个人是我要跟他来接触的。
And sometimes we have a conversation, sometimes we don't.
有些时候我们可以跟他有交谈，有些时候我们也没有机会跟他有交谈。
One time I was flying and I sat next to a man. He sat down next to me. He had a big beard and the turban.
然后有一次我坐在一个飞机上面，然后坐在我旁边的人，他留着大胡子，然后戴着头巾的。
He's a Sikh.
他是一个锡克。
And I started asking him questions.
然后我就开始问他问题。
I teach a class on world religions, so I knew something about Sikhism.
我就因为我是教世界宗教的，所以我可能我知道一些有关于锡克教的事情。
And he was very interested that I knew as much as I did about his religion.
哦，他就感到非常的有兴趣，就是我也知道不少有关于他的宗教的事情。
And I asked him some questions he didn't even know the answer to.
然后我问了他一些问题，甚至他连他自己都没有答案的。
He said, "You know much about my religion. You should come speak to my people."
他说你知道这么多有关于我的教我们的宗教的事情，你应该来对我们的这个宗教的人说。
Look for the opportunity.
我们要寻找机会。
There's something going on right now over at the exhibition center.
在这个展示中心，这个新泽西的展示中心那里。
And what's it called again? Yeah, but no. What's the name of the Navrati?
在这个新泽西的展示中心正好正有一个节期在进行，这个节期叫做 Navratri，
a 9-day Hindu festival，
是印度的九天的节庆。
I know this，
我知道
，because they were singing and dancing till 3 o'clock in the morning。
因为昨天晚上到了凌晨三点，他们还在那边又唱又跳的。
I started by praying for them，
然后我就开始为他们祷告。
Then I started praying against them，
然后我就开始。
And then I started praying for them again.
然后我就又替他们祷告。
But we're sent into the world. The diversity of people is your mission field.
我们被差派来到这个世界，有这么多不一样的人，就是我们的宣教的工厂。
The second thing.
第二个我们要知道。
From the Great Commission.
从这个大的使命。
We should have a world view.
我们需要有一个普世的世界观。
Every person should be invited to know Jesus.
每一个人都需要被邀请来认识耶稣。
No one should be left out.
没有一个人应该被遗弃的。
You cannot control how they will respond.
你没有办法控制说他们会怎么样子的来反应。
But you can be available to share the message.
但是你要给他们有这样的机会。把福音介绍给他。
Jesus says, "Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the ends of the earth."
耶稣说，耶路撒冷、犹太、撒玛利亚、地极。
All creation,
所有的被造的。
All the nations,
万族万民。
All peoples,
所有的人。
They would have the opportunity.
他们都应该要有这样的机会。
They might not respond, but they should be at least informed and invited.
他们可能不能够马上的回应，但是至少他们要有人有机会把福音介绍给他们，让他们有机会来回应。
So our mindset, the way we think, is we're on mission.
所以我们的心态是说，我们其实自己每一个人都是在做宣教的工作。
And we're looking out for people who especially have never heard the gospel.
那么我们特别要看的就是有哪些人是还没有机会，特别是他们还没有机会接触到福音的。
A mindset that we are sent.
要有这样子的心态，是我们是被差派的。
A worldview that no one should be left out.
有一个这样子的世界观，是没有一个人应该被遗漏掉的。
And last, an assurance.
最后一个就是要有一个这样的确据。
Jesus is always with us.
耶稣总是与我们同在。
Many times I've been in conversation with people, and I'll just say, Lord.I don't know the answer to their questions.
很多时候我跟一些人在一起，我告诉主说，主啊，我实在不知道如何来回答他们的问题。
But I know that you're with me.
但是我知道你与我同在。
We go into the world with courage.
我们带着勇气来到这个世界。
Because we know that Jesus goes with us.
因为我们知道耶稣与我们同去。
So live out the Great Commission.
所以活出大使命。
Cross the barrier.
超越界限。
Be light in the world that Jesus sends you into.
耶稣基督送我们到这世界，让我们能够成为这世上的光。
Even this week.
甚至是这个就从这周开始。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
We thank you, Lord, that you have made your commandment clear.
我们感谢主，你将你的命令来说得清楚。
That you've called us to be on mission.
你要呼召我们要来从事宣教。
That you've called us to invite all people into a relationship with you.
你要呼召我们要来跟你建，让我们接触到的人要来跟你建立关系。
That you promise wherever we go, you'll be with us.
你应许我们，无论我们到哪里去，你都与我们同在。
We've heard these words, Lord.
我们听到了这些话。
Now we ask for Holy Spirit power that we can live them.
主啊，我们也求你。让圣灵的能力来让我们能够 活出来。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.